Hello, I'm Leslie Merle, Assistant Curator of Education, and I'm here with
Boots Bailey. I've been a docent at the Modern since the new museum was built.
Well, my name is Mina Parwes. I'm a docent for the last 5 years, and I'm from Turkey.
And we're going to talk about a few pieces that are on view right now that particularly deal with the theme of Texas and the Western landscape. We've been thinking about some of the themes that jump out across these pieces, and I find, one, the idea of capturing the Western landscape in such different ways very interesting. Thinking about Dennis Blagg's Passover from 1997 and Ed Ruscha's Standard Station, 10-cent Western being torn in half from 1964, they really address those in very different ways. Boots, what do you think about the way that Dennis Blagg has arranged his landscape?
I think that of course, he takes photographs and begins to rearrange and add pieces in and as he sees fit. And he has created a very calming, beautiful scene that gives you a good, comfortable feeling. But it is just full of beauty, and with the deep blue sky and the mountain over to the right. And you get the feeling of being way out in the West. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very comforting to look at.
Mina, you're from Turkey. Does that seem to sum up what the view of the West is like, that desert landscape?
Well, sure it does. When we compare with the others especially, this is more the West. But for someone from Europe or from my part of the world, Middle East, Richard Prince paintings of Marlboro Man would be more recalling West. Mm-hmm. But since I know, the first my trip to road trip in Texas was to the West and to New Mexico, and all after going through Abilene, and then that I saw this huge West landscape. So this picture says, "Oh, this is West." Mm-hmm. But the techniques he used, I didn't know that it would be a collage of more photographs and then painted. It is so beautifully done. It is so calm and serene, but it still says this is the West and ragged landscape of Texas.
And it is interesting that for such an iconic image of the Western landscape, it's completely manipulated. Mm-hmm. He takes several photographs and then makes a composite image that results in a painting. And to me, I'm fascinated by how we compose these ideal landscapes that seem so iconic in our heads. But I'm also curious about where that landscape really exists. You wonder, how far off the highway did he have to go to get that?
Well, you know, he's looked at it a long time and thought about it and traveled around to see, compare different scenes and decide how he wanted to do it, and it shows a lot of thought and planning, especially when you know his method of building it.
Mm-hmm. I like that term, building it.
Yeah, for sure, it's the building. Mm-hmm. I like that term, sure. Well, but it's more because of his desire and his longing for the West of Texas that he spent his childhood and going every year taking pictures, and this is the landscape he wanted to see, maybe. Mm-hmm. That is what I can say, because it's not one piece to take and photograph and paint it. So this is what his desired landscape of West Texas is.
And that's an interesting way to segue to the Richard Prince. We own the untitled Cowboys No. 8 from 1980 to 84, and that is completely constructed. That is pure mythology about the West. He's appropriated images from the Marlboro cigarette ad campaign. What about that seemed so iconic to you, Mina?
Well, as I said, there in East, for Europe and Turkey, when you talk about Texas and the West, the image is cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
and you will hear Sundance Kids and all Western comic books. Mm-hmm. That's all about it. And other image would be even the TV series, Dallas. Mm-hmm. Everybody watched that. So everybody knows the South Fork Ranch and cowboys and herds. So this is so iconic.
Mm-hmm. It makes you think of all the, the Westerns you've seen, all the scenes, the traveling through the West, and even music. It can make you think of that.
It just gives me the music. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's like, it's beautiful. Yeah, this gives me. But this Dennis Black's composition, this painting, I could get the feeling that there will be a dust of cloud of dust, and then the cowboys will be showing up finally here.
I love it.
That gives me that image too.
Yeah, absolutely. So and then what an interesting contrast to the Rucher, which is a very stylized, very flat image of a gas station, which, what's the story? He was driving Route 66.
Route 66. Mm-hmm.
And I think the year before he had begun photographing these gas stations and painting them here just 1 year later. What a very different view of the West.
It's a very strong angle, too, with the from one corner to the other, and the strong colors, the red and the blue, and it's obvious that he has a graphic arts background, which I do, and I noticed that right away that he used starkness in the blue sky, and then he kind of throws something at you with the comic book up in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It seems totally out of place, and yet it's something that you can't help but look at, and especially children seem to enjoy seeing it. They relate to it.
And in such a different style, that trompe l'oeil, a lot of tours, kids and adults, think that really is tacked on instead of being painted.
And it's so much in contrast with the other side of the painting. One side is so stylized. It is very strict and clear lines. And this one is just real painting. Mm-hmm. This, you see how organic looking. It's just torn book. And the painting is Western. If you don't know that this standard station is from West, it tells you just this is West.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe he's trying to break down the structure of the painting too. It is, everything is so much on that one. It's just throwing something on this corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an example of where the what you would call the negative space in the sky is just as important as the the building itself.
Absolutely. And it's an interesting contrast with the gas station sort of representing the new West, clean, shiny, mm-hmm. sleek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this comic book, an old Western being torn in half. It's like the old version is slowly dying away, maybe? And at the same time, that piece seems more real than the gas station does.
But when I look at this piece, it is West. We know that he took this photographs from Route 66 and painted. But it is it's so unreal, so depersonalized. We don't see anybody, no cars. Mm-hmm. It is so clean and tidy. It doesn't reflect the real ones.
Right.
But it gives at a glance that image. It is one of those gas stations you go along that route, you see those.
And the cowboy painted on the cover of that 10 cent, maybe that's the cowboy that used to drive through there.
And maybe that's the only person in the in the gas station. Mm-hmm.
And then for Robert Rauschenberg, the whistle stop spread from 1977, it's a very different look at the West. And Mina, you were saying that you identify it less as the West and more as the South.
Yeah. It looks... when I went to the South of Texas, the Gulf States, the Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama, and I haven't seen this painting before. I went those places. So when I saw it, it just popped in my mind that, it's so much alike those small, tiny houses along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so home. everybody in the Gulf states can actually relate themselves. If we didn't know the story of Rauschenberg and his life, and he lived in Port Arthur, I would say everybody from that part of the country would say, it's my home, it's my memories.
You can, you're right, it is a scene that you see all over the South in small rural areas, and you can look at this and you can even imagine what it sounds like to hear the screen door slam. Mm-hmm. And it has a lonesome quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also look at it and your mind is sort of places it in a landscape. You can imagine that there must be a railroad track close by.
Mm-hmm.
There must be scrubby grass around it, and a lot of space, and it just seems very lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get closer and you can start picking out certain things, you can see pictures and drawings, you can even mm-hmm. see fabric. And it gets more and more interesting the more you look at it.
Mm-hmm. When you said the landscape, we can see the whole landscape. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's, we can feel that there is somewhere, is there some water because of the old animals and the railroad station. But, and at the same time, it's so much of a portrait of a home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is so homey. Everything mm-hmm. related, you know, mother figure, father figure, like you said, even the mm-hmm. cloths that you use in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much portrait of a home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at this, it's long time used home, like looking at the portraits of the people. You see many lines, and every line tells you a story. Same as this one, and every mm-hmm. photograph, every object attached to the piece tells you some mm-hmm. stories. So I really love it.
Well, it draws you in. It really makes you wonder about it. And it's one of the most interesting pieces, I think, in the museum. One of my favorites.
Yeah. When you look at the doors and the screens, you can sometimes figure out something, what's going on in mm-hmm. it, you wonder about it, but at the same time, close behind the doors, we never know what's happening actually.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, yeah. So it seems like the Texas really bridges the geographical divide between the West and all of the mythology of the West that we're familiar with, cowboys, rugged individualism, but it's also very much connected to the South and the idea of rural towns and people's personal experiences living in Texas. Well, I think that we've seen, four very different works of art that explore several different aspects of Texas in the West on personal levels, more general levels in terms of the mythology or the landscape. Were there anything else that you guys wanted to add?
But they all are seemingly, when you come in the museum, they are so big, monumental pieces.
Oh, that's a good point. Everything's bigger than Texas.
That's just so Texas.
Right.
And there are some beautiful pieces in the museum, but they're so small that people, unless pay attention, they don't notice them. But these, they just pull you in.
You can relate to these in this locale in Texas. When someone comes in, it's almost like they find a friend, or they can.
Oh,
the more they learn about it, they can feel like they've found a friend. It's different from so many other things that are in the museum, and kind of a some place to recognize quickly.
Mm. I agree.
In almost every tour, I haven't seen anybody passing by. They all stop mm-hmm. in front mm-hmm. of these pieces. The Dennis Black's pieces, more at the back. But whenever they go, that's it. They definitely mm-hmm. stop there and look at it.
Well, Rauschenberg's mm-hmm. piece, you said it makes you want to stop. It's the same, it's the right size.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. like you're standing in front of
it. It's very human.
Right.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. That's another point that I think is important with this.
It feels mm-hmm. like you have
you
to
cannot
want to
pass
open,
it.
Yeah, you have to open the door and enter in. It's just very architectural pieces, those two pieces, of course. They are very architectural, and this mm-hmm. is so nature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But they all make you wonder about the nature. This makes us feel, think about the environment, where this place is located. Mm-hmm. And this is the nature itself, and this is, you just visualize the rest of the road.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely.
I think it makes you understand paintings more when you can feel that, when you can feel some sort of pull to them and, and figure out why and, establish a relationship.
Well, it seems like the West is not very easily summed up, and that all four of these artists have really come at it from a very different viewpoint, taken up a very different aspect of the stereotypes of the West, and they all seem very personal at the same time. Well, thank you guys for your thoughts and insights this morning, Boots Bailey and Mina Parvaiz. And if you have any questions about the discussion we just had, we'll be happy to answer them in the future. Thank you.